Gina Berriault has been writing novels, nonfiction, and short stories for over four decades, but she's become a so-called overnight sensation during the past year because of her short story collection, Women in Their Beds. Book critic Maureen Corrigan says Berriault fully deserves her delayed literary fame.
Summer is my time to catch up with some books that I simply couldn't squeeze in during the dark, dense months of winter. At the top of that list is Gina Berriault's acclaimed short story collection, Women in Their Beds. Since its hardback publication last spring, Berriault's book has swept up the Penn Faulkner Award, the National Book Critics Circle Award, and the Ray Award for the short story. I'm glad, though, that I avoided the crush and waited till now to read Women in Their Beds, which has recently come out in paperback. These short stories demand to be read slowly. Berriault sketches out rich, often anguished lives in a few brief sentences. It takes hours for the intensity of her words to burn off. Berriault's characters are sad sacks and wanderers, the sick and the mistaken, in short, the emotionally wretched of the earth. But each of them are so distinct, marked by an odd nose or a specialized taste in reading, a history of radical politics, or a legacy of betrayal, that they wouldn't recognize themselves as belonging to the same sorry club. There's a longshoreman with a gambling problem here, a grief-stricken amateur astronomer, and a Philip Roth-type writer who embarks on a self-serving quest in search of a Thomas Pynchon-type recluse. Berriault is drawn to difficult types. Case in point, in Zenobia, she pays homage to Edith Wharton's novella, Ethan Frome. But as the title indicates, Berriault reviews the famous doomed love story from the point of view of Ethan's sour wife, Zenobia. The glory of these stories are those astonishing moments when Berriault vacuum packs amorphous states of feeling into one or two elegant sentences. In the story entitled, Who Is It Can Tell Me Who I Am?, librarian Alberto Pereira has an encounter with a poetry-loving homeless man that causes him to reflect on his own intelligence. Pereira realizes that he's always felt intellectually superior because he could engage in the jesting the smart ones enjoy when they're in the presence of those they figure are not so smart. He could engage in that jovial thievery, that light-fingered, light-headed trivializing of another person's tragic truth. In my favorite story, Stolen Pleasures, Berriault elusively traces a working-class family's struggles throughout the Depression and World War II. One daughter, named Fleur, loves music and tries to faithfully practice on her old upright piano after dinner. But her father, for reasons of wartime economy and emotional stinginess, always turns out the lights at 9:30. As her father denied her the light to learn something by, Berriault comments, Fleur began to deny it to herself. Long after the war, Fleur joins her more adventurous sister, Delia, in San Francisco. The two try to fill empty weekends by wandering into free museums and bookstores. Fleur, Berriault says, soon wearied of her incomprehension of so many objects of value. Museum guards and sales clerks were suspicious of the two sisters, who looked abashed by their own selves, like thieves who had just stolen something from somewhere else. Berriault's observations about what learned unworthiness looks and feels like are so exact, they're wince-making. Except for a few awkward attempts at absurdist humor, there's not a false or prefabricated passage in this collection. For such a melancholy bunch of stories, Women in Their Beds winds up being an exhilarating read. Almost every sentence packs the giddy wallop of the well-chosen word.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Gina Berriault's collection of short stories, Women in Their Beds. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.